It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is the pastor who is giving us some perspective, Pastor Graham Mpofu. Good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Yes, my friend. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today is fairly simple, but rather curious, the way it's phrased. But hey, your pastor will be able to handle it. It says, what is the Holy Spirit?
Okay. Yes, it's a very interesting question, which is very, very nice to answer. I hope the answers I'll give will be, you know, helping people to understand what the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit, according to the Bible, the Holy Spirit is God. Is God. He is God. He was with God. He is with God. Remember when Jesus was leaving, when he was leaving us here, he said, I will not leave you alone. Okay? I will not leave you alone. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. Okay, that's the Holy Spirit. That's according to John 14, verse number 16. So the Holy Spirit is God. Verse number 17 would say, the Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, talking to the disciples, for he lives with you and will be in you. So this is about the Holy Spirit, in short. Before Christ ascended to heaven, he promised that the Spirit of God will come, the Holy Spirit will come. And when he comes, he will be with us here, never to leave us alone or by ourselves. So the Holy Spirit is God, okay? Like Jesus is God, like the Father is God. So he is God. He is equally God. He is equal with God. He is God himself. So we cannot, I have heard people refer to him as it and, you know, those kind of pronouns which may not personify him. But the Holy Spirit is God. I think the proper pronouns would be he, him, and so forth, and so on. So the Holy Spirit is God, just like Jesus is God, like God the Father is God. The promise of Christ helps us to understand that in John chapter 14, verse number 16, where I have referred to. We will also remember that in Matthew chapter 28, when Jesus was talking about the commission of the disciples, that is, they preach and people accept the gospel. They baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Okay? Yeah. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Why the Holy Ghost mentioned in the Godhead there is because he is God. Mm. You see, his grouping is with the Father, the Son. Okay, these are personalities of the Godhead. So the Holy Spirit is God. He is God. I hope that can help others without elaborating much because of our time.
Not a problem, not a problem. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Really appreciate your answer. Always helpful. Thank you very much. So listen to your answer tomorrow. Have a good day, Mfundisi.
Thank you, my man. God bless you.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.